resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. Resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And what happens in Jerusalem? Right, it's passion and death, right? He resolutely was there. He was determined to go. In the end of the gospel, no one sets his hand to the plow and looks to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom. Me and other people, this gospel today talks about commitment. Our commitment to follow our Lord Jesus Christ in our respective vocations, it's in married life, single life, or certainly in religious or priestly life. We're committed to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly our commitment begins where the time that we're baptized. Our parents baptized, that's right, and our godparents stood in for us. Hopefully, that they're going to raise us, good Christians, good Catholics. But also, we have the commitment, right, in our chosen vocations. Most people choose the vocation of marriage, right? When they seek happiness, right, and contentment, they want to seek. They seek it in marriage. And what would you remember your marriage vows, those of you who are married, before the altar, for all your what you said, marriage vows? A boss. Kathy, do you remember your marriage vows? Do you remember those being marriage vows? You can't forget them, right? But what did the priest ask? He said, Kathy or B or Dom, did you take this woman or this man to be your lawful wedded wife? In rich or in poor, sickness and health, until death, response was, I do, right? And she said, that I do was putting her hands to the plow for a lifetime, right? A definitive commitment. Not easy to do, right? Not easy to do. But I remember years ago, this was years ago, probably before I entered, I know, before I entered religious life, I was talking to my mom one day, and she wasn't having a good day. And she remembered those vows. And I remember her saying to me, you know, because of your father, when I die, I'm going straight to heaven. Is there many women out there, wives that feel like that? Are there any husbands that feel that way? Who knows, right? But years later, I remember her saying just probably 5 or 6 years before she died. And she said to me, you know, I hope I die before your father because I don't think I could live without him. Love is a many splendid thing, right? It's commitment. And our love grows in commitment. It matures, right? And ripens in commitment. Beautiful, isn't it? And there's a commitment also, certainly, yes, to married life, but also the commitment, say, to a religious life, priestly vocation. I remember when a young friar is preparing, certainly, for religious life. And religious life is a little different than certainly preparing for priestly life, priestly vocation. Because in religious life, you enter and you have times, you have about between, say, a 3 and a 6 year period before you make that final, you take your final vows. So I think that there's a big discernment time, a space of discernment. And married life is different, right? I mean, you fall in love, you're engaged for what? A couple of weeks, a couple of months, a year, and you get married. And religious life is different, remember, 3 years, 6 years before you make that definitive commitment. But once the friar makes, or religious makes, that definitive commitment, he would say, take his vows. I will follow our Lord Jesus, following the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, and be obedient to the rule of the friar's minor, and to observe the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ by living in obedience and chastity without anything like all. Taking what the 3 evangelical councils, but it's a commitment. A commitment. And once that friar makes that commitment, it's a definitive commitment forever. And is it possible for people to make definitive commitments in our day? in our time today? Can we do that? I know it's difficult for young people, right? Did you see so much ahead of you, right? And it's frightening, huh? I was talking to some young woman a couple of weeks ago at a secular Franciscan meeting. She says that she has children, probably ages perhaps in their late teens and early 20s. And said they have a fear about going into the world and committing themselves, especially in marriage, because they see so much turmoil and attacks on marriage today and people separating. And unfortunately, sadly, we couples will get together, but not have a vow of marriage, not have a sacramental marriage. And that's difficult. And young people see that. So then they say, how can I enter into a definitive commitment, a lifelong commitment? And how can we do that? But it's possible. And how do we do it? On faith. On faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And as difficult as married life can be, and it is, certainly there's the joys, right? There's the happiness of children, of loved ones, of family members, but also there's suffering, there's pain. Difficulty in relationships. But it's also the same in community life, religious life. I mean, there's no life that is easy, right? And Jesus says, if we walk in the footsteps of everyone who's in the Lord Jesus Christ, where does he go? He goes to Jerusalem. The road to Calvary. My brothers and sisters, every one of us here, we're on that road. And we have to be resolutely determined to arrive there with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we think it's difficult to get there, and it is. But we have support, right? We have our prayer life. We have prayer. We have this community, your community here, to support and encourage you on your journey. And most of all, we have the sacramental life, the sacraments of the grace that comes from the Eucharist. The sacramental confession, we will fail in a commitment. We have the sacramental confession for forgiveness of sins. But especially the Eucharist. Maybe it was last week, was it Corpus Christi last week? Was it? Corpus Christi. This is God. He gives himself to us in the Eucharist. And this is kind of the super food, right? The super nourishment that we need. And if we're saying that what God is calling me to do is impossible, to live out the Christian Catholic life, if it's impossible, what we're saying, our Lord's sacrifice on the cross was defective. To my brothers and sisters, we know it's not. It's defective at times, and perhaps our attitude, that we have to accept it. And again, that we have in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. And in a few moments, we'll come up and we'll receive our Lord Jesus Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And that gives us the courage to move on. Grace to do the impossible. How to do what we think is impossible. So our vocations may have difficulties. Yes, no doubt. But we have the grace to carry on this faith enough to do this. We have that it's there. So as we continue our journey, and we all are on a journey, right? And some of the older we are, it seems to be going awfully fast, huh? Awfully fast. So we pray that we stay faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ. And just one last thing to remember that, you know, marriage and religious life, they complement each other. They complement each other. Marriage and religious priestly life, celibate life, they complement each other. And when we see one is being attacked, the other is suffers also. And we can see this so evident in our culture today. Marriage under attack. Few people get married, and we wonder where are the religious priestly relations? They are complementary. To support each of them and pray for each other. So I'd just like to conclude a little prayer from St. Francis, as he said before the crucifix, frequently. Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of our hearts. Give us, Lord, a correct faith, a certain hope, a perfect charity, sense and knowledge that we may carry out your holy and true command, that we never, never be separated from you. Amen. I'd just like to add that also we pray for an increase in the cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, temperance, and especially that cardinal virtue of courage we need in our Catholic lives. The courage to do that. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, you're on the journey, right? Wonderful adventure. So peace in all of you.